Vancouver Island elected representatives have supported a regional district of Nanaimo call to have tiny homes used to mitigate the housing crisis. The Association of Vancouver Island and Coastal Communities, comprised of local governments on the island, is holding its annual general meeting in Nanaimo this weekend and on Saturday, April 12. A majority of delegates favored a motion asking Union of BC Municipalities to advocate the BC government to have tiny homes classified differently from RVs and make appropriate changes to regulations. Leanne Salter, RDN Arrington Coombs director, told her peers that currently there are three barriers to tiny home usage: political, financial, and cultural. These should not be stopping people from being housed, she said. Basically, it's about establishing specific building standards for tiny homes within the BC Building Code, and creating a specific Canadian Standards Association standard, which will address many of the barriers that are preventing their widespread use, in particular, establishing minimum standards to address health and safety. People are living in tiny homes now. They're doing okay. The houses aren't falling over. People are happy and they're not living on the street, said Salter. Deb Morrison, Islands Trust North Pender Island representative, was among those speaking in favor. This really helps to solve a lot of the housing crisis we have in the Gulf Islands in ways that are appropriate to living way on the land, and so we really appreciate the ability to have code, and there's been a group of trustees working on how an Islands Trust version of tiny homes would work well, said Morrison. A District of Seychelles resolution to ask UBCM to compel the BC government and BC Housing to require that all supportive housing and shelter operators enter into a Good Neighbor Agreement, GNA, with the local governments in which the facilities operate, to ensure clear expectations regarding community impact mitigation, security measures, and ongoing engagement with local government and residents, garnered much discussion and passed by a vote of 77-70. The district cited a City of Nanaimo agreement in background information and CAUN. Brenda Rowe, Seychelles, said local governments are encountering issues with community safety and property maintenance and accountability. We believe that the adoption of good neighbor agreements across BC can standardize expectations and enhance accountability for supportive housing and shelter operators, thereby improving relationships between these facilities and their surrounding communities, she said. CAUN. Scott Harrison, Town of Qualicum Beach, thought mandated agreements are problematic. Every single time that there's a court case, which would be derived on the province mandating that this is what constitutes a good neighbor agreement, and then a local neighborhood association will say during the application process that there's a flaw in the good neighbor agreement, and then it gets litigated to the courts, and there's more money that's eaten up for lawsuits instead of being used for housing, said Harrison. Collaborating with BC Housing would yield much better results, he said, while a mandate would create fodder for lawyers instead of homes for British Columbians. A City of Nanaimo resolution seeking alternative approval process adjustments and an RDN resolution to make owning hybrid wolf dogs illegal will be debated on the last day of the AGM, Sunday, April 13.